91X News.
It's 23 and sunny. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. The people of Northumberland Quinte West will get their chance to ask questions of the candidates for the upcoming provincial election tonight. Incumbent MPP Lou Rinaldi of the Liberals will be joined by the PC's Rob Milligan, Kira Mees of the NDP, and the Green Party's Judy Smith Tories. The event is being hosted by the Quinte West Chamber of Commerce. Suzanne Andrews of the Chamber says they will make sure the decisions stay on track.
The issues have to be provincial in nature. You know, we can't have people going up there talking about things that are federal. You know, we want to keep, you know, focus on what the issues are in the upcoming election. And I think we do a pretty successful job, you know, with that.
A meet and greet with the candidates will begin at 6 with the question and answer session going from 7 to 9 tonight at St. Paul Secondary School in Trenton. It seems in the age of new media, nothing beats old-fashioned road signs. Katrina Gina Vason has the story.
While traditional forms of advertising like television and radio may net more customers, it seems for some businesses nothing beats a roadside sign. Herbal Magic director Stephanie Foster uses the portable signs to promote her weight loss business.
For us, it's very effective. I know people don't like them because they're an eyesore, but we're in a commercial area, and that's just what you have to look at, I guess.
Laura Essenza is the owner of Sweet Sentiment Scrapbooking. She says it's the best way for her business to spend its advertising dollars.
For me to run an ad in a newspaper or even on the radio to get that much repetition, I'm going to be spending a lot more money. For me to spend a fraction of that and have it stationed there, it's a better way to use our dollars, our advertising dollars.
Katrina Genevason, 91X News, Belleville.
The search continues today for Queen's University student Matthew Sims. He was last seen yesterday morning wearing only a towel. Sims is described as 6'7", thin build, brown hair, and bangs that hang to his eyes. He also has a large mole on his right jaw and appears unshaven. Anyone with information is asked to call Prince Edward OPP. At least one economist predicts global economic turmoil will keep the Canadian dollar below parity for a while. The loonie has tumbled more than 2 cents U.S. to just over 97 cents as investors fled to the safe haven of the greenback after a gloomy assessment of the American economy. Mark Chandler of RBC Dominion Securities says our dollar could fall even more in the near term. He expects it will rebound when the world gets better economic news, but says that might not happen until the early to mid part of next year. Diplomats from the U.S. have walked out of the U.N. General Assembly amid a fiercely anti-American speech by Iran's president. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad accused the U.S. of causing 2 world wars, using a nuclear bomb against defenseless people, and supporting military dictatorships around the world. More than a dozen diplomats from other countries, including France, also walked out. Canada left the chamber before Ahmadinejad started speaking. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
The junior boys football game between the Moira Trojans and the Trenton Tigers is underway. Moira gets 2 running touchdowns in the second quarter and take the lead 13-0. In junior A, the Wellington Dukes are in Kingston tonight to face the Voyageur. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates host the Porto Panthers at 7:30. Apparently, the Jays are going retro. Less than a week after the Leafs new third jersey was mistakenly displayed on Rex in Buffalo, internet sites have leaked what they claim to be the new Blue Jays logo, a leaked logo with a Blue Jays and a maple leaf on a blue background. Arturo Gatti's widow Amanda Rodriguez testifies today in a civil trial. Negotiations are ongoing in hope of settling down a dispute over Gatti's $3.4 million estate. She says Gatti left rehab after about a week with the help of his sister Anna Maria. She added Getty's family was aware of his substance abuse, but she was largely alone in helping him. Mike Modano is going to retire as a Dallas star. The Stars say Modano will sign a one-day contract on Friday during the news conference when he announces his retirement. The contract will list $999 in honor to the number 9 he wore, but he won't be paid and instead will send his retirement paperwork to the NHL. The PGA Tour Championship is underway in Atlanta. Webb Simpson went in as the number 1 seed, giving him the best shot at a 30-man field to capture the $10 million bonus from the FedEx Cup. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91x Weather.
This afternoon, partly cloudy and with a high of 23. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 11. Tomorrow, we'll see more cloud and a high of 20. Saturday, isolated showers with a high of 21. It's 23 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.